Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
Jump on it, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. I know y'all missed the sound effect, but it's all good. All the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. Give it up, Madam CeeLo Boston. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon and morning time. What's going on?
What up? Yeah,
happy
we just
Friday.
Gonna jump right. Absolutely. All the way live from that place up I-4 called Plant City. It's real small, itty-bitty, hot chocolate. Welcome to the show.
TGIF. Hello, everybody. What's up?
Hey, Lee.
Hey, happy birthday, News One. 34 years. That's what's good.
No doubt.
Wow, you know, oh my gosh, my brother just turned 34 today. That's amazing. Happy birthday, them both.
And happy birthday, Talib Kweli and Black Thought.
Oh,
word.
I love those guys. Maybe that's why. Hmm.
Word.
Interesting.
Black Thought of the
yeah,
Roots.
And
legendary Roots crew.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And that man, that he's not hard on the eyes either.
Not at all. Hmm.
We are here.
There we go.
605 out on the West Coast, 905 New York City. The cipher is in full effect. Hey, the sky cracked open about 45 minutes ago out of nowhere here in Tampa.
And here, too.
It's like, what's going on? I mean, it's been beautiful
all day. I'm telling you,
day.
I couldn't get out of bed earlier. I was like, I didn't even know it was going to rain. I woke up like that, and it's still off and on.
You woke up like that?
Yeah, confused and aching.
She woke up like this.
You woke up like
yes,
that.
What the hell happened?
And aching.
It was okay just 8 hours ago.
Wow. Hey, it's the weekend, everybody. Tonight, you know what we do. We recap the weekend news and entertainment. We want to hear from you, though, 917-889-3926. On the other side of IB on deck, we're going to talk about some interesting things, specifically something that's going on over in the U.K. What's the U.K.? We're talking about the United Kingdom over there, London. Something real, real interesting. We'll be back in a moment. TM Hyman Radio Live. Mick Mills, French Montana, Nicki Minaj.
So fat, I need a lap dance. Somebody tell the waitress, bring some racks in. The stripper running to the pole when we back in. Off go, Trinidad, James on my ass in.
It's me, yo. It's me, yo. Walk up in the center, I'm pushing up and I leave him.
I'll be on that. Okay, I walk up in it, I fuck up, then I leave.
no gifts tomorrow. This ain't Christmas Eve, ho. I tell her like them pimps, we gon' get rich, you just believe, ho. I make them gator bag the main coach a pet peeve, ho. I guess that's just me, ho. Asian chick named me, ho. Do her dish, do my beef. Then you come do me, ho. I be on that, represent where you born at. Real nigga, can't beat them, gotta join that.
Wrap your set. Hey, hit us up. We'll talk to people real time. All the way live from Newark, Delaware. Give it up for you. Welcome to the show. What up?
Thank you. Hello.
Hey, girl. Hey, baby girl. Yes, yes.
Maybe I should stay home and let y'all run this joint tonight.
Hey, it could have been ladies' night.
Exactly. I mean, you said none but a word. I mean, you know.
Word. Yo, y'all be holding it down. Y'all be holding it down. We are here to recap news and entertainment. Yo, it's crazy news, not just here in the U.S., but, we span the world when it comes to news, folks.
Of course, because our listeners are international, so we got to give everybody a little bit of news and entertainment for what they want.
No doubt.
Yeah, so I'm going to kick into this story about, I don't even know what to title this. Are we going to title this News of the Weird, News of the WTF?
Call it foolery.
Foolery, most definitely. Well, this foolery here is taking place in the UK where a human zoo slave exhibit was canceled. Now, I'm going to say that again. A human zoo, Z like zebra, like where you normally find zebras in the zoo, slave exhibition was canceled in the UK. Now, our question when we first ran across this story was, it's canceled. How did it even get started to begin with? Needless to say, the London Barbican Center recently displayed black actors as slaves in chains in its Exhibit B presentation. However, after a successful media campaign, the controversial exhibit was canceled. Based on the 19th century tradition of whites putting African slaves on display in museums, Exhibit B quickly gained large acclaim, with The Guardian calling it, quote, both unbearable and essential, end quote. One of the 12 scenes in the exhibit featured a black woman shackled to a bed. Another showed a black man wearing a metal mask. Sarah Myers, a Birmingham activist, called it an ugly stain on European history. And she soon launched a boycott. She soon launched a, quote, boycott the human zoo campaign, saying the display provided a narrow view of African history. Her comment is, the African narrative is also being told, always being told, from a colonialist and imperialistic viewpoint, that's a mouthful, that they are victors and we are victims, when there is so much more to African history, she commented on the campaign website. It's time to tell our own story. In late September, more than 200 demonstrators took over underground tunnels in London's transit system, forcing the Barbican Center to cancel the project. So, human zoo.
Wild.
But see, I don't... Like, after reading the story and then, like, reading both points of view, I mean, that is the only part of the story that seems to be retold and retold over again. But at the same time, I got what the artist was saying as far as it wasn't to glamorize it. It should disturb everybody that's looking at it. The ones that were involved on, you know, like, either side. It wasn't supposed to be comfortable. It's not about comfortability. It's about showing that this is really, this dehumanized people, and it did as a race, and things that we're still dealing psychologically with now. So I get that part of it, but, you know, everybody has their own opinion, though.
No doubt.
I mean, I can kind of see both aspects of it, too. It's not to say that it still doesn't disturb me to the core.
Because I said that,
but
a lot of, honestly, a lot of white people still act like, oh, it was nothing. It's still
to
a lot of white people that think anything's wrong with it. Still don't think it. Think it should be still going on right now. You know what I'm saying? So, right. And so a lot of times when art is put in your face, whether it's paintings or human art or music or what have you, I mean, it's up to the interpreter's perception, I would imagine.
No, absolutely. And I agree with what you stated in reference to it wasn't supposed to be comfortable. And it, you know, it's an exhibit. It's an artist.
Right.
You know.
It's supposed to be thought provoking.
And it was part of a whole entire exhibit. That wasn't the only piece of it. But that's the part that was sensationalized. That was when I said earlier about they called it a media success.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, I think it's more in the sense of how it was written, how that writer saw it.
Because, well, it intrigued. I mean, we're talking about it here in the United States. So clearly,
and which it needs,
great media campaign. Hey, on to something that's a little more positive. The dropout rate hits an all-time low thanks to blacks and Hispanics in the United States. Now, this is jarring to me. Like, back in 1993, Hispanics had a dropout rate of 33% overall in the nation. That has dropped down to 14%. African Americans had a dropout rate of 16% back in 93. That has actually dropped down to 5% here in the nation. So clap, blacks and Hispanics. Let's keep up the nice work. Doesn't mean that there's still an issue. Doesn't mean we still have issues, but I mean, big up that we're closing the gap on dropout.
Yeah, be encouraged by that news.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. A whole lot going on in the news. You got a judge that throws out a pimp's $100 million lawsuit.
That's funny.
Whoopi yelling at Rosie O'Donnell this week.
Oh, yeah.
You know, telling her she's sick of her. Magic Johnson sets directed about his HIV status and much more. Hey, wait, before we go, who saw the Caucasian woman who's suing the sperm bank for the black
sperm?
Bank.
Yeah.
She should.
I mean,
that don't mean she don't want a kid. That means I came in there and asked this, and that's not what you gave me. That's not what I asked you for. I asked you for a blonde-haired, blue-eyed man sperm, and you gave me brown-eyed
man sperm.
Hey, that's like going to go buy a
pair going to get
that you want it, and you say, yes, I want them in the blue pair. They bring them out, they wrap it up for you, give it to you. You don't know until you get home that it's the red pair. That's not what the hell you asked for. But that was $2,500 pair of shoes.
Well, she's traumatized because she can't go to the black neighborhoods to get the little girl's hair done because she doesn't feel comfortable, and she doesn't feel comfortable in her predominantly white neighborhood, you know, and she doesn't have to move. Right, she doesn't have the means to move to a neighborhood where she feels like her daughter would be more comfortable. Really?
Well, she's not comfortable in
I don't feel comfortable in a room full of white men.
But she feels very
comfortable in a
same-sex relationship, though. That's the controversial part to me. Like, you can take the backlash that you might receive from being, you know, a gay woman, but you can't support your half-interracial daughter.
4 years old. True.
Hey, CeeLo's not comfortable. She's not comfortable, nor is Tom. Tom Ford.
in with your trapping now. Trapping now, trapping now, trapping now.
Everybody in the middle, y'all figure it out. You know, that was Mr. Sean Carter with Tom Ford. That was a
Kobe
remix,
baby.
Right? That was. I wish I could still dance. I dance. I'm telling you, in my head, I'm doing it. Yo, before we go any further, welcome our brother, DMV. What happened? Save James.
Yeah.
Welcome,
yeah.
Sir.
Say what up, brother?
Good. Ain't nothing to it.
I said, as long as you ain't doing this.
Oh, all calm and reserved and everything.
I know. Right?
Knock it down.
Yeah, man. You know, it's the beginning of the day of rest, man. It's the beginning of the Sabbath, man. I mean, I'm breaking the Sabbath by being on there, but I know it's not too many times I get a chance to chime in. So, you know, it's my rest day. You know,
well, well.
Shalom.
Welcome.
Are you fasting?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. The sun went down, so I got to fast until the. Yeah, she
said
shalom.
Shalom.
Mm-hmm. Shalom.
Yeah, I did.
So you are fasting? Go ahead.
Yeah, we fasting.
You're actually doing what you're supposed to, except for working.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to be on the radio, but that's okay. We'll let
you know. Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. So that's why I got to atone even harder for breaking, you know, for
mm-hmm.
breaking the Sabbath on this day
and
also. So.
Go ahead.
Amen.
Yeah,
he ain't working. This is, you know, sharing love. That's all that is.
Spreading love. Yeah,
yeah.
Man, I hear y'all talking about a lot of these current events. I hear what's up with that Ebola joint
yeah.
that's coming
yes.
over the coast now. Y'all talk about that already?
The hospital sent him home.
Yeah, but what happened to the cure that I thought they had found when that Caucasian person had it?
They've given it to two Caucasian people.
So what happened?
And guess
they don't have it to give to the other man?
They're supposed to be treating him with something. But look, how about this? Guess where the what the white people were treated with? It grows on top of tobacco leaves.
Wow.
And so they're still developing. They're supposed to be still developing or whatever. But the man is supposed to be being treated, and he's quarantined at the hospital. And then they had the other people that he was in contact. They can't leave their apartment. They dropped some food off.
That had to be everybody on that plane that he traveled from Texas up to D.C. with.
That's
but
crazy.
They said he made it through the little scan thing that they have.
I don't know nothing about all the intricacies and the specifics behind it. I just know that joint is in the States now, and that I don't know if it's scare tactic, some kind of distraction or some kind of biological warfare that's going on.
Let's educate our listeners a little bit. The Ebola symptoms can include fever, muscle pain, vomiting, and bleeding, and can appear as long as 21 days after exposure to the virus. The disease is not contagious until the symptoms begin, and it takes close body contact with fluids to spread. So similar to, the precautions that you would take with someone who has HIV, not coming in contact with bodily fluids, semen, blood, saliva, vomit, feces, that type of thing. You can't get it, just from someone coughing in the vicinity that you're in. It's not airborne. You can't spread it that way.
Look at you, Dr. Quinn, medicine woman over here.
There you go.
Medicine woman.
I'm just trying to make give us all a little bit more information so we can be safe. That's it.
Hey, no doubt. Another story trending right now. Out of New York City, an officer's secret taping revealed that his superior ordered him to stop and frisk black males between the ages of 14 to 21. He's busted. NYPD ought to be ashamed. We knew
they
were doing
ashamed of themselves.
You've been doing it for years, but now you're exposed. I mean, come on, folks. Come on.
That's how a lot of companies are, period. I mean, it's ridiculous.
NBA legend
crazy.
Reggie Miller's niece, it seems, was missing. Wow. However, she has been found. Yeah, she's been found safe. Former Indiana Pacers superstar Reggie Miller was distraught over the disappearance of his 16-year-old niece, Nikki Miller, and asked his 600,000 Twitter followers to help in finding her. The now TV sports analyst's worst fears have been laid to rest as his niece was returned home safe and sound, according to a tweet that he posted on September 29th. So that's good news.
Yeah, good for him.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nobody want to go through that.
He's like, good for him. Yo, you say your tone tonight, bro. It's not reflecting.
Yo, I'm gonna tell you also what it is too. I'm kind of my body's kind of hurting. I was training somebody yesterday, and they really couldn't get the moves right. So I was like working out extra overtime, and there was a lot of leg workout that I was doing. It was a female, so she's trying to tone her. The butt and thighs in the lower abdomen area or whatever. She wants to kind of bring that back to, I guess, fruition the way she used to like it. And a lot of the mechanics of it, the coordination of the moves was kind of out of her range. So I was busy trying to demonstrate slow motion and all stuff like that. And this morning when I woke up, I couldn't, move my legs, yo. And, son, my joints was dead weight to me this morning. I had a headache. It was bad. I mean, my nose was running. It was bad, yo.
All that from helping her do squats, really?
Yo, it wasn't squats, son. I'm trying to tell you, if I show you this workout, Duke, and you're able to get the mechanics and your kinetic chain is proper when you're doing this stuff, dude, you're not going. You won't call out of work for the next 3 days yourself.
Don't be giving me no crazy Sean P. Tilt-tucking Titan workout either.
For to take you under like that, boss, maybe
tilt-tucking Titan.
Yeah, that is. I told you, I'm getting chubby. I gotta get rid of this.
Girl, I gotta tell you, this workout I created for her was real, and I didn't even realize how real it was till I was demonstrating the moves and
doing
everything.
And so you couldn't do it yourself.
Talking to me.
And you have to be able to do it. How are you gonna give her
did.
Something that you can't
do? And I don't
do?
Want to do it no more. I did. I don't want to do it no more.
He don't want to do it no more.
And you
good
expect
on this
her
one.
To do it?
I am, man. But at the end of the workout, I told like I understand I kind of made a lot of advance because this is a new set of workouts that we're doing because she just finished her last set of workouts. You know, she lost 6 pounds in a week messing with me. So she, you know what I'm saying, and lost inches off of her waist and everything. So I'm just putting that out there for those in the DMV area. You know what I mean? If y'all need some workouts and you need a trainer, you know, holler at your frog right there, B. I'm right here.
He's gonna kill you. Know that.
Well, I'm a bunch of ass. Yeah, it's a bunch of ass style workouts though. Don't get it twisted.
What was her starting weight?
6 pounds heavier than where she is now. She didn't want me to disclose that on the radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know her. Hold on, ladies and gentlemen.
Right, you're not saying her name or nothing.
Based on this conversation, I'm going to say that she's at 215.
Nah, she wasn't that heavy. I'm gonna say she was about. I'll give about 165 because she's short.
How did you come to that conclusion based on this conversation?
Hey, that was strategy. I just wanted to get it out of you. And we gonna pull
the music stops now. Yeah.
Radio Live, 9:35.
Mm-hmm. See?
I didn't know. Hey, welcome back. It is Friday. You know how we do on Friday. We are recapping news and entertainment. Look, what I don't know about is men working out harder than women
to
point where they don't want to do it at all.
She's talking through a Bush's baked beans can right now. With a telephone cord at the other end. She ain't got the screen. She has sex with the telephone cord.
Hey, Bing.
The honey joint? The honey joint?
Nah, it's the vegetarian joint.
You know what?
Joint,
the vegetarian time. You're going to do it right. The vegetarian.
You're right, right. Son. The vegetarian
okay.
Baked beans.
Hey, Boston.
You know,
yeah,
I
Boston,
mean, we huh?
Your line, you're sounding real, real, like, real weird.
Like you're on a cordless phone.
And guess what?
In the
it
rain.
Is one. It is raining outside. Bye. I'll call that.
Your cordless phone is getting interference.
Producer
is just
dropped.
She got the cordless phone with the broke antenna, the pointy sides.
With the foil on the end.
Hey, you were talking about the workout of the 315-pounder. She's down.
Yo, here you
pounds.
Go. Now, 315.
How
she's 215.
I'm going to slowly back up.
Nah, son. But, yeah, nah, the real talk, though, ladies, if y'all listening, when y'all listen to the podcast, I'm dead ass when I say this. If you're trying to get your legs and then your quads, your hamstrings and the glutes back in order and real has some definition, some curvature to it, yo, come scream at me, Mark, for real. I got that crack for the streets right now when it comes to that workout, B. Straight up.
Hey, he's a real trainer for real. Hey, check him out.
Yeah, I'm dead ass with him.
He got a little workout right now. Hey, tell him about the YouTube clip, bro. Follow you on Twitter.
The joint's on YouTube. It's under Save James. I got a 2-minute workout video and I got a 45-second intro video or whatever, just to kind of encapsulate different moves that we could be doing or whatever you could be learning, getting your training with. I'm working on getting some new videos put up. I got to get my schedule tight with my cousin's going to be production with that. And we're going to get some more videos up. But just check out Save James. Check me on Twitter at Save James, you know, Facebook, Save James. Whatever, find, recognize your friend requests or whatever. Just say you're on TM Hyman Radio, and I got you. I give you all the tips
Work.
You need.
Hey, who heard about the story where the judge threw out a pimp's $100 million dangerous shoe lawsuit against Nike?
Dangerous
look.
Shoe?
Hold on, look. The dangerous shoe.
You sound wonderful. Sergio Clarity is the dude's name. Sergio Clarity filed a $100 million lawsuit against Nike. Now, come on. Mega Shoe Nike, it ain't just going down no any kind of way. You're trying to sue Nike. But let me tell you what happened. This dude filed a lawsuit against Nike because he wore their Air Jordans when he stomped somebody after they didn't give up money after being with one of his prostitutes back in 2012.
Well, see, that's where he went wrong right there. He was supposed to stomp him out in Gators, not Nike.
This is the deal, though. He stomped Nike. He stomped the dude with some Air Jordans and said that Nike should have had a warning label that said the Jordans could be used as weapons.
Jordans are not made for that.
And
Jordans
he hit the lady in the head with the shoe. She hit the prostitute. He hit her in the head with it so hard that they said blood streams from her ears.
What?
And he, yes. And
so what's he suing them for?
For not putting
because
a warning.
That
it should have had a warning on the shoe.
That
it,
had
it
a
could
warning
be,
shoe
it
for
could
what?
Cause that much that it could cause
he
that much harm.
To hurt them. He didn't mean to hurt them.
What?
He just wanted his money.
Yo,
he stomped her out regardless of what was on his foot, whether it be Gators or Jordans, that it was going to inflict that type of damage.
Yo, whatever.
He didn't know
it
was a weapon.
Stupid,
he didn't
yo.
Know it was a weapon.
Like, you sound stupid. You stomped somebody in the head.
Nevertheless,
it's going to inflict damage.
Thrown out of court. He's a fool.
Huggy needs to sit down somewhere.
Straight up buffoonery. Absolutely.
In further buffoonery news, Politico magazine suggests that President Obama's hypothetical assassination would be his own fault. In a political magazine essay titled "Something is Rotten in the Secret Service and Obama's Life is in Danger Because of It," writer Ronald Kessler suggests that if President Barack Obama is assassinated, he will have himself to blame, reports the Huffington Post.
Oh, God, what
quote,
else are
yes,
they going to come up
agents
with?
Tell me it's a miracle an assassination has not already occurred, Kessler wrote. Sadly, given Obama's colossal
wow.
lack of management judgment, the calamity, that calamity may be the only catalyst that will reform the Secret Service. Kessler's assertion follows the latest Secret Service failure to protect the president when Omar Gonzalez, 42, an Iraq War veteran, jumped over the White House fence on September 19th and traveled deep into the residence before he was stopped by an off-duty Secret Service agent. He since has pleaded not guilty to that charge, but I can't really see why. An interesting fact is that the president has faced more death threats than any United States president in history, go figure, at one time
what?
Averaging more than 30 death threats per day, an increase of 400% since he took office in 2008.
That's all?
Right.
I'm sure those are just the ones that they
the ones that they report.
Know about.
You know what I'm saying? The ones that they're
yeah.
reporting about.
Yeah.
Right.
Good great, man. I mean, I'm keeping phone with you, too. I'm surprised that somebody ain't tried to off him yet, neither, that we don't know about.
I mean,
that's the thing. We're confused. We're confused. They absolutely have tried. They just
have,
haven't
yes. They just haven't let us know about it.
Right.
They haven't been successful. Do you all really understand what's happening right now, though? I mean, within the president's administration. I mean, I even though that's what you just read, Hot Chocolate, is it's thought provoking. It's real though. I absolutely understand what the writer is saying. If you really take a look at what's happening right now, and this morning, I paused for the calls early this morning, really to read. To understand how many people has actually stepped down from the Obama administration this
uh-huh.
year.
Right.
Now,
uh-huh.
understand, the Secretary of Health and Human Services stepped down in April. Now, Eric Holder is stepping down, but they just fired the secretary that was responsible for the Secret Service.
Yeah,
and
the Secret
so
Service Director, Julia Pearson. Mm-hmm.
She stepped down.
Well,
that's
she stepped down.
She stepped down
pretty
far.
Well, this is the deal.
She was probably forced
when
to.
When you have a job that's high profile, they give you the option. Everybody steps down if you think
Absolutely.
About it. No one has ever been fired from the government on such a high level. Everyone
right.
resigns. But understand
yep.
what
yeah.
happened, though. She resigned after Congress beat her to a pulp. She was
yeah.
pummeled
yeah.
last week.
She couldn't even answer because they were mad because she couldn't give any direct answers, though, that she just kept – they said she kept saying a whole bunch of nothing and not answering
the questions.
Well,
the bottom line is she didn't know. She can't tell
right.
you what happened and why the
exactly.
front doors of the White House left open. Dude, I mean, we don't even understand that. The front doors of the White House was left open last week.
Right, but they said because the so-called cleaning staff—I mean, the ushers—that are usually up there—they don't want to hear the alarm, so they deactivated it at the door.
They don't want to hear
the
alarm.
And the question was, who was responsible? Who was responsible?
Right.
She was responsible, unfortunately.
Overall, yeah, she's responsible.
See,
but I mean, that should have went over to whoever has been managing those people who told them to be there in the first place. It wasn't for them to make that call. Mm.
Huh?
She had to make the call for it.
What? Yeah. See. Yeah.
Saying?
And the thing is, that's crazy. But let me ask you this: I still am not clear why Eric Holder stepped down.
Well, understand this: Eric Holder has also. This is all. Even though the president is the boss. Do you
yeah.
understand that Congress is really the boss, like, for real? It's Congress.
Okay.
Congress is the real boss, collectively. It's just Obama who's leading the bosses. So
okay.
Congress
and Eric Holder doesn't have a good relationship because Eric Holder actually says everything that Obama can't say.
Right.
Eric Holder is changing laws. He was on a real serious mission to change laws, and the prison laws specifically as it relates to African Americans and drug laws. That's what his
right.
focus was. Eric Holder, understand, it wasn't Obama who was in Ferguson. It was Eric Holder who was in Ferguson.
Right.
And the bottom line is Eric Holder's perspective and his mentality and an approach is just a little too hood to keep it real.
Okay, I got you.
He can't get anything done with Congress.
Right, he can't get anything done being that far up. He has to be on the ground to get anything done.
And so, unfortunately, Obama's he's losing a major ally. And so, what the story, you know, just kind of implied is that Obama is – he said it's Obama's fault ultimately because what good leader loses key allies in their last term?
True.
Hmm. But sometimes them leaving may have been a good thing and work out better that way.
Well,
it don't seem like it in this case.
What I mean by that, like, say for instance, because look, overall consensus might think that the president runs everything. He's over everything, but he's not the decision maker for every process. That's what I mean by that. It's not just him. It's bigger than him. He's just what's at the last say. True or not?
Well, I think we all get that.
Captain Obvious.
You know what? Of course, yes. I'm quite sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Obvious.
Hey, y'all know what we do. We recap the week in news and entertainment on this here evening Friday. Hey, the whole crew is hanging out. What up, Dee Dee? She probably in a business meeting somewhere.
Hey,
we're going to call for the see him on the radio live.
Look, I know he had you thinking that you don't ever want to love again. You said no more. Let me show you things can be different. And then you get the chance to prove I'm really nothing like him. Oh, 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 oh. And I know he put some nice in you, baby. I'll help you breathe again. I'll help you breathe again. I'll help you breathe again. I'll help you breathe many nights, drowning in those tears. You cry, baby, I'm right here. Let me be the one to revive you. Cause it's trapped inside a box with no air, and you can't survive in there. Ooh, don't you wanna be free? Let me show you real love and the way it's supposed to be. I wish you let I can
is Jay Styles. Greet again here on TM Hyman Radio Live. Thanks for rocking with us this evening. Only about 8 minutes left in the show this Friday. Happy Friday to all. Let your weekend begin. Y'all got any plans for the weekend?
No, I'm saving all my plans for next weekend. Norfolk State homecoming, behold.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Hanging
oh, wow. That'll be cool.
Yeah.
Folks tomorrow. Going to make it a real active Saturday. Got a little car wash popping off. Hey, if you're going to be in the USS area, you're looking for a free car wash, Tampa Bay Academy of Hope is washing cars for free. The kids are out there, a fundraiser. Hey, just drop off a real good donation for them. They're trying to get ready for their Halloween horrors trip in Orlando, Florida. So if you are
Halloween.
On the corner of 15th and Fletcher, anytime tomorrow from 8 a.m. to 3, a stop pass. Let them wash the car for free.
Nice.
Wash my car.
Nice. Okay, can I get in one more news story? This is a shot at the Spurs fans, who I really don't care for too much, but anywho. Tim Duncan and his wife are in a heated divorce battle, and I wasn't aware of that until I ran across this story on News One. However, his wife is claiming that Mr. Duncan is bisexual in this heated divorce.
She know that.
Well, the much loved and always low key player who was estranged from his soon to be ex-wife Amy is now battling rumors that she may have outed him as bisexual during their divorce proceedings, according to gossip blog Hollywood Street Key. Reportedly, an unidentified source told the blog that Duncan had been involved in a gay relationship during his Wake Forest University days. The man Duncan was allegedly with also reportedly lived with Duncan and his wife for the first 2 years of their marriage. The source also claims that the baller even bought the man a home. According to HSK, Duncan, who has built up a reputation as a humble, all-around nice guy, is looking to place a gag order on the mother of his two children, who he was married to for 12 years, so that she will not be able to utter one word about his alleged gay relationship. Wow. Listen, if he can't focus this upcoming season, now y'all know why.
We know why. Well, we know why.
He didn't get the gag order.
Good gracious.
That gag order ain't going to work.
Terrible news.
Pretty crazy.
Just terrible news. Terrible news.
Gag order is not going to work.
Gag order, yeah.
Oh my God! Yes.
We're back. Well, we're back. Same place. 917-889-3926. If you want to hit us up before we up out of here, hey, this is what we do. Hey, it's been an interesting week.
Yes, it has.
Interesting week.
Definitely.
And it went by so fast.
Absolutely. Big up again to Jamar Hawkins
for
a real good show on Monday.
And congratulations to him. His first piece in the pilot ran yesterday. So proud of him.
The Cox and the Tallwood game?
Yes.
Yeah. So congratulations. Look, we got him before he even did his first his first piece. Look
catch
at that.
The young stars shining bright.
Now, that's back in the day for
you. Do me a favor, Hot Chocolate. Grab that. Shoot it over to me so I can, help to get that out there. On Wednesday, a folks that went back and already downloaded
locked up.
Y'all a bunch of freaks out there. The size really matters. Folks have already pulled that show multiple times.
Oh, my gosh. I got phone calls to my own show my ass. I did not.
I think your listeners beg to differ.
Listen, doesn't she do that often, ladies and gentlemen?
The time.
Listen, good gracious.
And so since you're mooning us right now, why don't you take us home since you're mooning us?
I am not mooning. Oh my gosh, look. Yeah, we will check y'all out next week. Check the if you missed the podcast, I mean the show tonight, you can check us out on the podcast in like 20 minutes. And yeah, look, whatever you do, do it well. Y'all be safe out there.
We are, ladies and gentlemen.
Toya.
It's
9:57. Yeah.
Real people, real time. We are TM Hyman Radio. The General, your girl, Hot Chocolate Save, James, Madam CeeLo Boston, Toya Cooper, Dee Dee Willingham. We will see you next week. Oh, sorry. And Nokio out there doing this thing on tour. Hey, Noke. Good night,
Black
everybody.
Angel down.
Hey,
do not disturb sign on the door. Need to record, so I got a camcorder. I'm playing Pandora, might break her aorta.
Fresh kicks, fresh cut, about to roll out. Pull up on the scene, pull a roll out. Shorty in the nipple print shirt, and she get beat to see me, y'all. Is it cold out? I got chicks in my section. I got drinks in my section. So much diamonds in my necklace, I think I'm gonna need protection. Go ahead, girl, twerk it all on me. I need for you to work it all on me. We ain't leaving till the sun come up, baby. Came to do this all night long. Party in a party till I get up in the party. If I leave him in the club, I take it straight back to the lobby. Now Charlie with the booty dancing like she wanna do me. Turn around, she bad, damn right, I let her do it. Turn around, girl, let me see you do it. Turn around, girl, let me see you do it. Turn around, girl, let me see you do it. If you bad, turn around, girl, let me see you do it. Girl, you look sexy with your clothes on. You even look better with nothing on. And we don't ever turn down, we stay turned up. Ain't that what we're here for? VIP, wherever we at. Tomorrow night we might relax. So back that stuff like Juvie. Cause you already know that I need that. Go ahead, girl, twerk it all on me. I need for you to work it all on me. We ain't leaving till the sun come up, baby. Came to do this all night on. Party in the party till I get up in the party. If I leave him in the club, I take it straight back to the lobby. Now shawty with the booty dancing like she wanna do me. Turn around and she bad, damn right, I let her do it. Turn around, girl, let me see you do it.
Do it.
Turn around, girl, let me see you do it.
Boom.
Turn around, girl, let me see you do it. If you
yeah.
bad, turn around, girl, let me see you do it.
Boom. Boom.
I keep it straight like a band too.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.